Welcome to Component 2, The Culture of Healthcare, Unit 3.1, Healthcare Settings Where Healthcare is Delivered, Lecture 3.1, Point B, Hospitals. This unit describes hospitals as a healthcare delivery setting. In this lecture, we will cover the different types of hospitals: community, teaching, government, which includes VA, military, public health, and the Indian Health Service, tertiary care centers, trauma centers, and academic medical centers. This section will also look at healthcare delivered in non-traditional settings such as school-based, community-based, and employer-based settings. The definition of a community hospital is a non-federal hospital whose facilities are available to the public. Think about a hospital in your community, maybe even the hospital that you use to fulfill some of your healthcare needs. Does it fit this definition? It possibly could, because there are 5,000 of these hospitals in the United States today. If you get sick and you are admitted to a hospital, chances are that it will be one of these hospitals. If you live in a small town and there is a hospital in your town, this is probably a community hospital. These hospitals provide necessary care to residents. Some of these hospitals that are in isolated small towns are also labeled critical care hospitals because a larger, more comprehensive hospital is very far away. Teaching hospitals are defined as hospitals that provide clinical education and training to future and current doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals, in addition to providing healthcare services to patients. Most all the health professions' education programs require students to go out into healthcare settings and for a hands-on experience of actually working in their chosen field. These hospitals are an integral part of perpetuating a new influx of healthcare professionals on a yearly basis. As the demand for health professionals increases, the need for more hospitals to increase their participation in the training of up-and-coming health professionals is growing. The nursing shortage is the most wide-known health profession shortage. Part of the reason why more nurses can't be trained is because there are not enough hospitals that are willing to allow student nurses into their facilities to train. Part of the reason for this is that hospitals are being asked to do more and more with less, and this definitely impacts allied health professional training programs. Although the U.S. does not have a national health system, there are still many hospitals in the U.S. that are operated by the federal government. Examples of these types of hospitals include public health, Veterans Affairs, VA, military, and Indian health hospitals. Public health hospitals are few and far between. Most of these hospitals began in seaports as hospitals for the merchant marines. Once other hospitals came into being, the usefulness of these hospitals was reduced, and they were eventually closed. There is a delightful story about one such hospital, the Presidio, in San Francisco, that is said to be haunted. I've included a link on the slide so that you can go investigate it. The VA hospital system is a thriving system in the U.S. The purpose of the VA hospital system is to treat veterans with service-connected conditions after they separate from the military. The hospitals are located across the country, including Alaska and Hawaii. These hospitals are funded and run by the Veterans Administration. Hospital workers are employed by the federal government. These workers include support staff, administration, and the physicians. This system resembles the national health system found in the United Kingdom, with the exception that you have to be a veteran to use the facility. Quality services are available at these facilities. All facilities are accredited by the Joint Commission for the Accreditation of Healthcare Organizations, JCHO. Quality services are available, but there are usually waiting times associated with accessing the services. The hospitals offer inpatient services such as admission for illness and surgery and a variety of outpatient clinics. The clinics are usually housed within the hospital. Military facilities are run by the military branches, Air Force, Army, and Navy. The Marines usually use naval treatment facilities. At one time, there were many small hospitals located in bases across the country. Most of these small hospitals have been converted into larger clinics, and only the larger hospitals remain. All active duty personnel and their dependents, wife, children, in-laws, stepchildren, are treated at no charge in these facilities. The hospitals contain inpatient facilities, but the clinics usually offer pharmacy, laboratory, x-ray, and physical therapy services to its beneficiaries. The clinics also have providers that provide healthcare services. The clinics also have providers that provide healthcare services to active duty personnel, their dependents, and military retirees, too. Active duty patients are referred to larger military treatment facilities for care that requires an inpatient stay or surgery. Active duty dependents and retirees are usually referred to local hospitals for more extensive treatment. The structure of an MTF, military treatment facility, does not include a governing board. The CEO is the hospital commander, the physicians are employees of the hospital, and it is funded by the Department of Defense. Also, Air Force MTFs have an additional discipline not found in civilian hospitals, that is aerospace medicine. The Indian Health Service operates to raise the physical, mental, social, and spiritual health of American Indians and Alaskan Natives to the highest level. The federal government has an obligation to these peoples and runs clinics and hospitals. Most reservations are very isolated, so these medical facilities are absolutely critical to the people who live on the reservations. The facilities provide health care to these peoples at no charge. Tertiary care centers are not a standalone type of hospital. They are hospitals that render highly specialized services that require specific technical resources. These are usually offered by academic medical centers or specialty hospitals and include burn centers. Trauma hospitals or centers. By definition, these are hospitals equipped to provide comprehensive emergency medical services to all patients suffering traumatic injuries. There are three level designators for trauma centers. Level 1 handles any level of severity or trauma, trauma surgeon on site 24/7, and an operating room ready at all times for trauma cases. Cases sent here would include severe head injuries from accidents, shootings, stabbings, and other life-threatening injuries. Level 2 provides comprehensive trauma care, 24-hour availability of all essential specialties and equipment, usually not able to handle severe head trauma. Level 3 provides emergency resuscitation, surgery, and intensive care of most trauma patients. This would be a typical hospital with a 24-hour emergency room. This level would not be able to handle severe head traumas. Academic medical centers are the big systems that are all things to about everyone. These exist because of a partnership between a medical school and its affiliated teaching hospitals and clinics. These facilities are usually at the cutting edge of medical science because physicians and doctoral level scientists conduct breakthrough research that leads to medical advancements for patients of today and tomorrow. These institutions can bring in billions of dollars in grants every year, in addition to generating knowledge and performing cutting-edge research. These facilities also develop advanced technologies that will be used to diagnose and treat disease. The hospitals associated with the AMC are usually very large, having hundreds of patient beds. Not all healthcare is delivered in outpatient clinics or hospitals. There are non-traditional settings that try to provide access to individuals who might not otherwise receive health care. These settings include school-based, community-based, and employer-based. In school-based settings, clinics are located in public schools. These clinics are found in elementary, middle, and high schools. The services vary according to location, but most will provide primary care and patient education services to students and their families. These clinics started in the 1960s as a way to increase the persistence and graduation of students. Community-based centers are set up to serve special populations, usually low-income and elderly individuals who have limited access to healthcare services. These can be operated by volunteers and can also be funded through grant funds. These centers provide primary care services to those that do not have access to health care and those without health care insurance. Some clinics charge a nominal fee for service. Other clinics provide services free of charge. Employer-based health care clinics are operated to serve the employees and their families. They can be operated where there is limited access to health care, can also be operated to increase the health of the employees so that the employer can reduce health insurance premiums. For example, many health care facilities have an employee health office to deal with on-the-job injuries, including dirty needle sticks. In summary, we learned about the different types of hospitals and the kinds of healthcare services they provide. We also talked about three different types of non-traditional delivery systems and the type of care and populations they serve. This is the end of Lecture 3.1. B.